Rand Paul, we shouldn't have to treat Biden like someone in cognitive decline. His intemperate speech is a national security risk. By Ian Hanchett on March 28, 2022. On Monday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's Jesse Waters Primetime, Senator Rand Paul, RKY, stated that we shouldn't have to treat President Joe Biden like someone who is declining cognitively by having to help him say what he really means. Biden's intemperate speech is a national security risk. And Biden lives in an alternate universe where he just says they're not true and he didn't say them. Host Jesse Waters asked, relevant exchange begins around 4:25, are you surprised by these comments, Senator? Paul said, well, you know, a lot of times when you're around somebody who's in cognitive decline, you find yourself trying to help them with a sentence, trying to help them complete it, and say, oh no, that's not what you really mean. Let me help you complete the sentence. But we shouldn't have to do that for the commander-in-chief. And it is actually a national security risk. Because he's sending signals that no one in their right mind would want to send to Russia at this point. We aren't trying to replace Putin in Russia. We aren't trying to have regime change. We're not sending troops into Ukraine. And we're not going to respond in kind with chemical weapons. So, none of those things are true. Paul continued, but, you know, he lives in an alternate universe where he just says they're not true and he didn't say them. So, I guess you're supposed to look the other way. But even the left-wing media is noticing these gaffes. So, I do think that it is a real problem. And there's a humorous angle to this, but it's really not funny. I mean, because we're worried about what he's saying precipitating or escalating the conflict in Ukraine into a world war. That's very serious. He added, you know, it's just intemperate speech, is what it is. And we have it in the Senate, as well. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.